Good morning. We're continuing Chayotim Kvach of Beis Simon Beis. B'gamarcha Tila Yishamat. After davening, also a person should pause for a little bit. Shel Yia Nirakim Maso. He should not appear as if that he wants to. Davening is a burden, and he wants to get out as quickly as possible. So, by the fact that you're pausing after davening before you leave, indicates that you're happy to be there. You're not in a rush to get away from this. Then he says, "Upshita shizor shelo lechos b'misakneses kadam shisaimu akahol tefilosam." And it's obvious that a person should not leave before the end of davening. So that clearly would look as if the person, it's if it's a masui on the person and he's leaving, he just can't handle being in the whole davening and he's leaving early. That being said, the language of the Shulchan Aruch in Simet Kuflam and Beis is that a person should not leave before Kedusha the Sidra, which we say, the Kedusha which we say in Uval Tzion, that is required that a person should be there for that. And that's a quote from Rav Amram Goyin, which is one of the Goyinim. And we have the first Siddur, which he was actually called Seder Rav Amram Goyin, is our first Siddur that we have. There is no Siddur, you don't have any Siddur extant from the time of the Gemara. This is the first Nusach of the Siddur which we have. And he says this halacha that a person should not, is also to leave before Uval Tzion. The Mishabura adds, unless it's Bishas Adchak. And if you have no other choice, then obviously you have a choice. You don't have a choice. The person has to leave. The question which comes up, if a person has a choice, he can daven by one of two minyanim. One minyan davens a little bit earlier and more quickly. He'll be able to stay for all of davening, but his davening will be in some way affected negatively by the speed of the davening. Or alternatively, he could daven by a later minyan with more kavanah, but be forced to leave before the end of davening. So we're saying that a person should not leave before the end of davening because it looks like a masui. So if the issue is nirka masui, so obviously something which is going to enhance the actual davening itself takes precedence over something which is not an intrinsic problem, more it's just a question of appearances. So if the person's davening will be enhanced by the later minyan, even though he's going to have to leave early, and there's going to be an appearance that he doesn't take davening seriously, we still are ma'adif, and we give preference to the enhancing of the davening itself. When it comes to Uval Tzion, where the language of the Shulchan Aruch is not more than just it's a question of appearances, but it's very important to say that the Kedusha the Sidra, the whole world stands on Kedusha the Sidra, the Gemara says, and therefore it's appropriate to say it together with the Tzibur. To the point is that the halacha is if a person is behind, the person skips to say together the from Batal Kadosh and the Pasuk of Kadosh and the Targum, in a place where a person is allowed to interrupt, person's holding an ashray, he's behind an ashray or lamatzeach, he would skip to where the tiber is and say both the Batal Kadosh through after Baruch Kavod and the Pasuk of the Targum, and then Hashem Yimloich and the Pasuk of the Targum. So he says all of that together with the Tzibur, and then he goes back to where he was, even in the middle of Ashrei, go back to the Pasuk where he was holding, middle of Lamatzeach, go back to the Pasuk where he was holding, and continue from there. So that's how important it is to join with the Tzibur. But if a person has a bona fide doichik, so our question is, if he has a choice not to be in that situation, it seems to be from the poiskim, if a person will have a truly enhanced davening by the later minyan, even though he will be forced to leave before Uval Tzion, a person can do so. When a person leaves the building, leaves the shul, so the Ramah at the end of Kuflam and Beis says the minig is to stand by the doorway. And you say the pasuk of Hashem Necheini. That's what the Ramah says. Hashem Necheini misit kosecho l'man sharoi hayeshar l'fanai durechecho, so that the Baruch Hashem should lead me in the proper paths. A person should walk out of the basic nesses Now with his back to the Oren, he should walk out sidestepping, so he should not be facing with his back to the Heichal, to the Oren. As a Derech Eretz, where a person leaves, the Rizal actually would bow through, Mishmur brings it, the Rizal would bow three times towards the Oren when he did so, that he would the Be'er Hetev brings that the Maharil made three Hishachavos when he left his Mokum. Maharil, the Be'er Hetev quoted from the Maharil that he would make three Hishachavos towards the Oren as he left the Beis HaKnesses to go on to the rest of his day. So that's how a person leaves. A person should be with a pause. A person should be bowing out as he's saying out, asking the Kodesh Baruch Hu for the Siyata Deshmaya. The last point, a person should not run when he leaves the Beis HaKnesses, unless he's running to do a mitzvah. And again, the question comes up, which we will talk about at some point. A person, by davening with a later minyan, which is a better minyan, he's forced to run after davening. So we have the issue of running away from the Beis HaKnesses, and we have the issue of the enhanced davening. What takes precedence? Have a good day.